Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Rain After Show as we talk about the Season 3 finale. There's so much to talk about. Spiders in a jar. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We have a surprise for you. It might be good, it might not be bad. I don't know. We have Jamie Zimmerman returning. Yes. Hashtag Royal Bros.
Team Royal Bros. It's good to be here. Good
and
be
we back. Have.
I wish I could find my shirt though.
Why
I have
did
it.
You lose
I have.
It?
Thank you so much.
Do you not like value what our fans give us?
I wear it all.
Yeah, I'm sick. I'm so sick, and I'm here, and I brought the shirt, and I remembered the book.
That's right. That is the voice of Keaton Markey and
Hi,
the
guys.
Book that was given to us by Samantha. And the note, I'm very impressed. The note is actually still here. So
I kept the note. I kept it all together. Wow.
I've heard so much about this book. So good to finally see it.
And that is the voice of Alina Vision.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys?
All right. What a season finale.
Oh,
lots of death.
Yeah.
Lots of... Oh my God! Where to begin?
Oh my goodness!
Why don't we start with the Red Knights?
I hate them.
We thought it was over, but now they continue.
Yeah, they're never going away. And we thought it was going to wrap up this week. Clearly
not.
Not.
Well, it's weird because I felt like this episode they like set up. They tried to kind of set up who the villains are going to be next season, and it's. The Red Knights are going to continue. We have John Knox, who sucks, by the way.
I'm not a fan.
And Elizabeth, obviously, is still going to be somewhat of a villain, too. I'm so sad, you guys.
I know, a lot.
People died. People left. Yeah. It was too much. I mean, I knew Bash was going, because...
But he didn't die.
He didn't die, but Torrance Coombs, he booked another show that got picked up, a new pilot, and I'm very actually excited for the show because it sounds really cool. I think it's like a takeoff of Romeo and Juliet or something. I don't know. He's doing his thing with a historical drama. Love it.
Yes.
Love it, Torrance, but he won't have time for Rain anymore. So Bash is like, bye, I'm going to go become Hostradamus too.
Listen, right. We're jumping ahead, but he said he's going to come back at the right moment. So season 5, right. Boom, he's there.
And he's also, this is good too, because he's like, and if my show doesn't get picked up for a second season, hi, Rain! Coming back for season 6.
Yep, don't call it a comeback.
Yeah, there's a lot of episodes in each season, so there's a chance that he'd be back in season 4.
Yeah, he could come back halfway.
Cameos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Peppermint from
time
to
time. Yeah, we'll see.
Hopefully.
But let's stick to the Red Knights.
I'm sorry. I went on a tangent.
I know. Yeah. It's been a while since we last had you. JD, what do you think of these Red Knights?
Their face paint is on point. I'm kind of surprised that Leif was able to infiltrate their whole thing so easily.
Yeah, Leif pulling the Legolas, yeah, like, coming out. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom!
I mean, they are clearly not that organized on their members.
But they killed Leif in the end.
I don't think Leif is dead.
They stabbed him. We don't know if he's dead.
No, but it wasn't Leif. It wasn't the Red Knights who killed Leif. It was the guy's people that killed Leif.
Right.
That guy who wants to marry Claude.
The geese.
Mm-hmm. Honk, honk. Yeah, it was him. It wasn't the Red Knights.
So the Red Knights are done. The Knights of the Geese.
The Geese is the new baddie. He's a new baddie. But I don't think Leif is going to die.
I hope not.
I don't know. We did kind of see that last breath kind of go out of him type of scenario. But I'm not... I don't think Mr. Johnny Celts has booked another show. I'm going to look it up right now.
That's like her. Exactly. Let's see if they booked another show.
I can't imagine them sending him away. It's so sad, though. Like, I feel like all these, like, oldies but goodies are just... gone, and there are all these newbies that are now taking over the show, and the only really original person or people we have is Catherine and Mary. Maybe they're just costing so much money because they're like keep like upping my salary that they can't afford all these other oldies. They got to just start killing them off. I don't know.
Maybe.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of characters though. Aside from the big, I wish we still had Lola. Like, that was pretty heartbreaking to lose her. But Narcisse is still around. I know he's not like a season 1 OG, but He's good people.
What about Charles kind of stepping into his own post Red Knights? That one was a big one, you know.
He was looking rough.
Yeah, he does not handle torture very well.
Most people or do most people?
I mean, some people can handle that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. As far as I know, Jonathan Keltz is not booked on another show right now. Just saying.
I mean, there's a lot of, especially this season, I feel like there's a lot of similarities with Game of Thrones. And he just became like a Joffrey type of character, Charles, for me.
If only I watched Game of Thrones, I would know what the hell that means.
Same here.
Oh, man, good God. You guys
went
should.
Went like this.
Oh, and the TV series.
Check it out.
We'll
good.
Get on that.
It's really good.
Just so people know, the TV series that Torrance is on now is called Still Starcrossed. And it's a period drama that picks up where the famous story of Romeo and Juliet leaves off, charting the treachery, palace intrigue, and ill-fated romances of the Montagues and Capulets in the wake of that tragedy.
I told you, it's crossover.
Yeah, that's probably where he learns the magic.
Oh, my computer died. That's well, that's the last of that.
And back to Charles.
I think he was just getting a little too cocky, I mean, at the end of the day. Like, he was, he got a little scared with, like, his power. Had to get, like, the sense knocked into him by Catherine, and then it just kind of went back to his head. And
so
then
he was like, if I am
going to lead, then I'm going to be this brat character.
So you would say she's justified? Because, I mean, she was pretty harsh. Like, you got to grow up, kid, so you were tortured.
I loved it. It was a kind of Jesus moment.
Exactly.
It was Mama being like, boy, you know what just happened to you?
Yeah.
That was stupid. And this is because you did not talk to me about this first.
Right.
I have experience. You do. You are a child. But now, if you want to lead, it's time to grow up and realize what your responsibility is and take it. But you also know you need to keep the people who are your family the closest. And Catherine's not one to be trusted, but I will say she will never let anything happen to her like loved ones, like unless it's like
unless
that's,
it's by her own hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Which now may happen.
Catherine, I got my shirt on. She's still alive. Woo woot.
Well, it's a whole. I mean, you know, we've loved her much like Narcisse. They have a very fine balancing act of is she evil, is she not? And now when she tells Charles, like, listen, that is a representation over there that I have many sons. And just like that, we'll get another. We'll replace you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't just
He's
walk
not like
away.
Beyonce. He is not irreplaceable.
She's like, to the left,
to
the
left. Everything you own,
in
bye.
A box to the left.
There's definitely other heirs that they could go to, but being born into that, like, you can't just walk away from that responsibility. Like, all of these characters we've seen sort of struggle with the weight of what they have to do, and it's not like they can just be like, I don't
they
really
can.
Feel like...
They can,
You can.
There's been a
the
king
monarchy,
of England.
Yeah, there have been many kings that have walked away.
Okay, but I mean, in her, like
it's
in
rare.
Her family, I mean, like,
right?
They can't have that.
But it's a huge disgrace. It's not like a job.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not like, I don't want the promotion.
Like, I wanted to be a vet,
like,
but now I'm not going to be a vet.
Right, I get that.
Yeah, it's not like joining the family biz. It's like it's a huge thing. I mean, there's good and bad to being a king, and you can't just be like,
I
tried it out for
like
a while,
it
wasn't for
I don't
me.
Know. Well, yeah, I mean, I feel bad for what happened to him, but it's like, learn from your mistakes, and like, be better, but I don't
also,
think
you
that
can't,
England...
you can't usurp Catherine, like, she's gonna outsmart you.
Yeah,
absolutely,
every
single time. And I think, I don't know, I just saw a change in him from the time he was tortured... before he was tortured to when he came back. It's just, he seems like a different character, too. A little bit. Did
he,
are you guys
went
sensing
to acting
that?
Class and then came back.
Ooh.
No, I thought he was great, but went to acting class and they're like, actually, we want you to completely change.
Exactly. And I don't know, I feel like this whole new character he is playing is super, super bratty. You can tell now he's not as mature as I feel like he was before he got captured. Like, he could reason with him before, and now he's just like, I'm gonna do it my way, which clearly, obviously, is not the best way. Bless you.
I'm sorry, guys.
Well, but also look at it this way, like, all of this, the Red Knights, is a result of Catherine.
Right.
You know, well, granted, Henry too, but Catherine is, you know, and so, it's one of those things that...
Just kill her, guys.
Kill who?
Catherine. I thought you were Team Catherine.
I am Team Catherine. Yeah, just,
what's going on here?
Does it say Catherine on the back of your shirt?
Yeah. No, I'm Team Catherine, but I'm just saying, like, if nobody's been able to kill her, so that's why
she's
a vamp.
Yeah.
She's a vamp.
Well, you know.
You're right. Everything has come from Catherine. Mm-hmm. But, she's still alive.
Charles has every right to be mad. Like, you are the sole reason.
And the coolest thing, though, is with Catherine de' Medici. Like, she lived so long. She outlived so many of her sons. And, like, it's incredible how many people hated her. But she still survived. She lived into a ripe old age and controlled so many people.
How many sons does she have?
She has a lot of kids.
A lot of kids.
Yeah. There's a lot
of
children.
That means.
She just kept popping up. Yeah,
so come in and make sure they all reign.
There you go.
Yeah. Hence why, like, Mary was like, peace out. Like, because Mary, they weren't really friends in real life, and Mary was like, I'm out type of scenario.
Well, speaking of, so let's move over to Scotland. I thought, how poignant was it, like, you've been taught by Catherine, the mercenary, the expedient, and you could see that very much in this episode, to go from, like, loving your son to, like, hey, you know what, if you get killed, I won't mourn you. So that rang true of Catherine's, what would you call it, her status.
But, you know, this is the thing, though. Like, Mary learned a lot from Catherine. Like, survival from Catherine, I think, mainly. Mm-hmm. And as a female monarch, in any sense, and you have to, you know, people don't fear queens. People underestimate women. And Catherine is somebody who has used everybody's underestimation of her back against them and for her own gain. And she's kind of taught Mary that and taught her that, hey, it's okay to do that because of, like, who you are and the responsibility you hold. And I'm glad that Mary is taking that, but Mary also, I think, has a little bit of a kinder heart than Catherine does. So Mary's, sometimes she makes mistakes.
That's changing now. She did just stab someone to death recently. Let's not forget about that.
Yeah, she had, that was the person who killed Francis, Team Royal, bro.
Can I just say she's justified. I'm just saying, like, she's come a long way. Like, I feel like when Mary gets to, like, Catherine's age, I guess, she'd be just as bad. Like, I think it just changes you. Like, to hold on to your seat for that long, like, you have to be...
Like, look at what she did tonight. Like, you know, she didn't kill the guy. He committed suicide, but she gained by his suicide, as she says.
I mean, it's a political game. Like, you can't be in it for that long and not be, like, turn into this whole machine.
I don't think she'll turn as bad as Catherine. I do think she does learn from her, clearly, what she did with the priest. That came from Catherine.
Okay.
Knowing that she had to do that, otherwise she could lose her kingdom. Right. People could revolt against her. And all that, but I don't think she'll ever get as bad as Catherine.
No, because Elizabeth is the one that's as bad as Catherine.
Yeah.
Elizabeth is the one that's willing to kill her friends, to make, like, and Mary is not. And within history, we see who lasts.
Exactly.
Just really quick, though, I have to give a shout out to all my Doctor Who fellow fans out there. Last week's episode, you all know who I'm talking about. We had a Doctor Who. There is a Doctor Who character who is very special who was in it, and so I just wanted to give a shout out.
In Rain?
In Rain.
Okay, all right, we'll accept that. I was like, wait, why are we talking about that?
No, the guy that Mary killed. He was a very important character in Doctor Who. I won't get into it too much.
He was a Whovian?
What
do you call him?
What? Well, no, he's not a Whovian. He was a very important character within the Doctor Who universe.
So he was a Whovian.
I don't know if he's a Whovian.
Is that what they call him?
No, that's what you call.
Systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject.
Thank you. Thank you. I was trying to get in and get out, Phil, but no, you just
he had his finger on the button.
Wanted to hang out. Thank you, Steven.
I have not heard that one.
That's a new one.
All right.
So. Meanwhile, back in Rain.
Back in Scotland. There are so many sound effects. Who knew?
Yeah.
Obviously, she's got a lot to deal with. She finally meets John Knox. And it's one thing, like, one thing when you know you have an enemy, but, like, you're kind of conspiring in the shadows and, you know, you don't, like, her and Elizabeth, you know, they're, before they even meet, if they ever meet in Rain, who knows? Whereas, like, now you have to, like, basically live across the hallway from John Knox every single day.
I hate him. Why doesn't she just kill him?
I just was like, why doesn't she banish him or something?
Like, he's, like, the worst.
Right.
He, like, killed Lola.
He can't. He explains exactly why she can't. Yeah.
Because he's the leader of pretty much the religious.
That would be shaking up the jar with two spiders.
Too many spiders.
He's become who, like, Narcisse was at his worst. Like, just, I mean.
But I liked to hate more Narcisse. John Knox just annoys me. And I'm just like, I just don't like you. Like, Narcisse, and I'm heartbroken over Narcisse. Like, his story arc is so great. I'm
now,
so heartbroken.
Like, we've come a long way.
But even when we hated Narcisse, we kind of liked Narcisse.
There was a love-hate time.
That's
because
he was so sexy.
But there, I told you, there was a time. Don't vote for Narcisse.
There was a time in the beginning where it was no love for Narcisse.
No, I thought we always thought it was sexy.
I don't know who you're including in this conversation.
Well, where's my girlfriend, Nia? Where is she right now?
Listen, Alina thought she was sexy. He was sexy, too.
Yeah, you get it. He's sexy.
Yeah.
Even when he was at his worst.
I mean, Phil lectured me for a good 10 minutes one time as to why I shouldn't like Narcisse.
And then she was like, wait, but he did this, so he's good, though, right?
Yeah. He's done some pretty messed up stuff.
No, he's messed up. I still like Catherine. Even when she's done really messed up stuff.
She has.
She's like a villain that you love to hate.
True story.
Yeah. Those are the best villains, though. John Knox just sucks.
Yeah, he doesn't have very redeeming
nothing redeeming about him.
Especially setting up Lola. He really sucks for that.
I hate him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting because it's you know, most times you get a love triangle. Right now we're getting a power triangle.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just thought of a prediction.
Okay.
You'll forget.
Okay. Yeah. That's very true. Phil, we were watching, and it was not PG-13 when Lathan, I almost said Greer, when Lathan Claude got engaged, they just, you know, immediately consummated it. Mm-hmm. And if Lath is dead, maybe Claude is pregnant. I don't know. Just saying.
Okay.
I don't think Lath is dead, though.
I don't think Claude is pregnant. She's. I don't think that was her first time.
But as good a prediction as that was, where does it leave John Knox?
Yeah.
It just came out of nowhere. That's why I was going to try to not do it, but like.
I love it.
All right. Very good. Very good.
Are we done with Johnny?
That could be good. That could be good. John Knox is not pregnant, if that's what you're asking.
He's not pregnant. Mm-hmm. He is the worst, though.
But he controls, right? Elizabeth wants to control the Protestants. He does control the Protestants. And then there's Mary versus Elizabeth now.
Well,
and
Mary's
he's just laughing his way to whatever end that he this
Mary's
movie.
Given some great speeches. She is.
She has.
You know what's interesting?
In it.
She gives good speech.
Yeah.
For sure.
But ironically, as John Knox is kind of talking about it, like it's strange to watch a guy that's as sinister as him talk about democracy.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, democracy was supposed to be the thing that beat. That's a good point.
Yeah,
because now we live in the United States, and so therefore, like everything's all about democracy. Democracy's the best, and like. You're watching this.
Well, even like most monarchies these days are, you know, it's just kind of a figurehead. It's not it doesn't control the country, and the country is more controlled by somewhat of a democratic type government system. Not everywhere, but in like majority of the major countries out there. Mm-hmm. That was weird. I completely agree. I like that you brought that up.
Yeah, it was also weird that he was selling democracy like to James as like you'd be the leader of
right.
it. It's like
how did he figure
George
that?
Washington?
Yeah,
I mean, like granted, we have a president, but the whole like electing system.
Well, that was exactly. all created by our founding fathers, Hamilton, hun. Listen, you'll learn a lot, and it's all rapping. It's great.
Fair enough.
They won a lot of Tonys.
I still can't get tickets.
It's fine. You can listen. Just listen to it. It's great. I'm currently reading the biography it was based off of. Yeah, it's good. Nice. You'll learn a lot about democracy. You will.
Yeah, I mean, you also just read a history book too.
Yeah, that's the biography is a history book, but yeah.
Oh,
what's next, guys? Look what happens when you put JB and I next to each other.
Don't blame JB. Don't blame JB.
I'm just telling him to get in with like what's going on in pop
this?
Culture.
We're
American didn't invent democracy. It's not like.
The Greeks did.
That was a...
All right. But before we fully get back, let me tell you guys about our great sponsor. Because you know what? You can't make babies like Lathan and Claude did on just any mattress.
I was like, what are you doing? Where are you going right with
this? I'm going to talk about a great mattress called the Casper mattress. Now, there's a lot of amazing stuff to talk about the Casper mattress. But because it's the world's hottest day in L.A.,
I'm going to talk to you about how awesome it is.
People
it's been like Dante's Inferno. It's crazy.
Listen, sure you can crank up the AC all night and keep cool, but who wants to afford that? The Casper mattress, you know what? It just gets rid of heat.
Is that an actual thing?
I'm a hot sleeper. You're legit.
There is science that can explain this. But I'm not going to.
But you need to go listen to Hamilton.
I'm taking your word for it.
Casper mattresses. It's like the other side of a pillow. Man. It's just that cool. Right?
The whole time.
It's high tech.
Oh, God. Where's that been on my
head? It's foam and latex. Guaranteed to make a cool and comfortable sleep all night.
Where's my Casper mattress?
Well, guess what?
What?
I'm going to tell you. Because you get to try it out for 100 nights free. And all you have to do is go to casper.com/afterbuzz and use the promo code AfterBuzzTV. Now, you know, I know for a lot of our listeners, money can be a little bit tight at times, you know. Guess what? The reason why mattresses cost so damn much is because when you go to the showroom, there's so many people involved that they crank up the price. Casper, you order from the website. It's already cheap. A king-size mattress for $950. That's unheard of.
I've never really gone shopping for a mattress.
They're more
a mattress
expensive.
Like a twin size mattress can run you $2,000.
They're expensive.
Yeah. Really. Expensive as. Yeah. I won't even say the word.
Let's keep it PG.
But a king size mattress for $950, and if you use the promo code AfterBuzzTV, you get $50 off your next purchase. So nice. It's making a cheap mattress, not in the quality and the price, even cheaper. You don't need to be King Charles to sleep on a king mattress.
There you go.
I dream about sleeping on a king mattress. It's like so big. My dog, I would not even know it was in the bed with me.
Oh, but they, you know, when you sleep with a dog, they'll sleep.
They have to be as close to you as possible.
Right underneath
you. Come on.
And then they'll push you out.
Exactly.
Yeah. My dog is like half my size and she's still like pushes
get out,
me.
Get out.
Right. Yeah.
All right. But back to rain. Back to rain, people. All right. Anything else about John Knox?
He sucks.
Okay. Excellent.
He looks like he can make a mean drink, though.
I really want to know what he was doing. I want Narcisse to kill him.
Let me ask you this. Where do you think James is going to land in this? Because he tells him, like, hey, listen, do all your things, but know whose side you're really on.
I think Mary.
I think he's going to tell Mary. Eventually. Maybe not right away, but that bloodline, I feel like, is pretty
strong.
Pretty, like, do good at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Although he did have a smirk when he said you could be the leader.
True.
He was trying to hold out for when Mary got back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's not power hungry. He's just all about Scotland.
Well, yes, maybe once he sees how Mary... It'll be interesting to see their relationship because he doesn't... You know, they don't really know each other. And you guys have been saying Mary's going to go to these certain deaths. And, you know, maybe he sees that and he's like, holy moly, this is not what I want to be a part of.
I can't wait to see Mary's next relationship blossom because she gets married again.
Yes, she does. And it's going to be
married,
interesting.
She gets married, I think, 2 more times.
Well, okay, so really? Let's talk about Gideon. Nice. That's a relationship in the moment on the show.
Oh, Gideon.
I don't know. That was a big surprise for me.
I was like, shocker. He's back.
Because we were just talking last week. We're like, where'd he go? Where is he? What's he doing?
Why is he not helping Lola?
Exactly. And now we know.
Yeah, he was not helping Lola.
Yeah, at all.
No.
So he's doing his job, and he's doing it. He's always a very good tactician. You know, but he manages to make the people stay for at least one day and whatnot. Do we think this is healthy for Mary?
God, no. But good for her, because she's using it to her advantage, and at least not getting too swept up in it, that it's blinding her. She's using it for her own gain, and I think that's what she has to do. Right. And she's, yeah.
Will Gideon do what she wants him to do?
I don't know. Because if she's asking him to get close to Elizabeth, like... as Elizabeth told him to get close to her, it's like then who do you think his allegiances are going to be? Like, he flip-flopped to you so quick. Do you think he's just going to flip-flop back as soon as he, you know... Now Elizabeth, you know, she's done with what's-his-face because he's married again. Dunley. So she's like, she's looking
for... Yeah, he didn't wait too long
a trusting advisor.
Love he did it.
I know, Dudley's the worst.
Whoa, dude, it's been like a couple
I gave
months.
Up hope. It's like what? Yeah.
You're right? Married? What happened? Like...
When did you find
Yeah, when did you guys meet? Like, what?
Who is it?
I'm Bumble.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, just
Bumble. Tinder. I don't know. I don't know. I'm worried for Mary. I think she's going to get hurt because of this. I think he's going to be a double agent now.
I don't think he can get close to Elizabeth. I don't think he likes her like that. Like, he likes...
No, he does. Mary. No, but he like... That is, like, he is so for his queen, even though when he does love queen. Mary, he's like, but Elizabeth is my queen. He said that multiple times. So it's like, if Elizabeth lets him in, I think that's what he gets off on. He gets off on, like, these very powerful women trusting him. And, like, you see him when Mary gives speeches, when they show, like, his face of, like, oh, my God, like, that's what gets him excited. And so it's like, ugh.
See, I think it's just from Mary. I don't think it's Elizabeth. I don't think Elizabeth will have that same effect on him.
He likes powerful women.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, to that end, then I feel like he would have an easy end with Elizabeth being, recently... having a broken heart with this whole Dudley situation. She obviously had a bit of a talking to from Lola right before.
Yeah.
She just straight up.
Yeah, I mean, she's just lonely. I mean, that's her weakness.
Guys, yeah.
We've lost all of the original ladies in waiting. Like, who knows Kenna is? We don't even know what happened there.
Where did she go?
Greer is like, bye. Like, Lord Castlereagh and I are going to go, like, have my baby. From the pirate, bye. And then poor Aileen, she died in season one. Aileen, and then who else are we missing? Who else died? Well, Lola died.
Lola,
were there four of them
Kenna,
originally?
Greer,
yeah. Kenna and Greer.
I think that's
it. I'm so sad. Like the whole like Laith and Greer thing kind of fizzled out. That's really depressing.
But at least they progressed it naturally. Like it wasn't just
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that Laith and Claude are a better match.
I think so, too. You can tell. I don't know. There's just some sort of chemistry with them on screen together. Like, I'm team Laith and Claude. Totally.
Let me ask you this. Bash, right? We kind of mentioned Bash before we fully get into England. He goes with the Druids. And I know Keaton's kind of saying that he's off the show and whatnot. But, Do we want him gone? Like, because he gave that impassioned speech about embers and wanting to fight for Mary.
I don't know. Bash's character's kind of got a little boring this season. He's finally getting interesting again. And now he's like, bye.
Well, yeah, he didn't have a lot to do just in this whole, like, Scotland side of things. But having said that, he's the last remaining royal bro. So I want to keep him around.
Well, now you got Charles.
He's awesome.
You got two more royal bros.
Charles is so...
Catherine keeps keeping the royal bros coming.
Yeah, seriously. She pumped him out. But I feel he's not a royal bro to me yet, at least.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, you know. It'll be interesting to see what he learns on his pilgrimage, if you will.
I'm just glad he didn't die off.
Well, no, I think it'd be cool if he learned, like, all of Nostradamus' skills and was able to,
Bash.
You know, predict stuff, maybe not as creepily as
I want him to have, like a slogan, like, let me bash this.
You've been bashed.
You've been bashed. Yeah, you know?
Interesting. I might adopt that.
Bashed. I think they're sending him away, and they're like, okay, Bash, we'll see if your show gets picked up for another season, but we'll bring you back every once in a while.
Yeah,
they like him at CW. They're gonna keep him around as much as they can.
I just want the whole mystery explained part of it. You know, like I hope, like, on this pilgrimage, if we do get to see it at all, like, just explain what this thing is. What is this power? What is this?
Yeah, the fantastical side. This he's always had some experience with it. I feel like he's the character that always, like, sees the...
But it ends up being, like, a Scooby-Doo style, like, oh, no, it's just the guy in a mask.
Well, and this is the other thing. It's, like, I think it's so unnecessary. I think the show is so much more interesting with the politics and, like, the power plays and... like the love stories. I don't need the magical, mystical element of this show. I really don't. Yeah. So, like, and I feel like they keep trying to force it, and it just every time it falls flat.
Well, most of the time it ends up being like smoke and mirrors, like, right? Like you were
saying, the Red Knights was Kristoff, or like the killer was Kristoff. It was like, oh, it's just the guy.
Right.
There was that one chick that Bash hooked up with, though, that was like
Delphine.
Yeah.
She died, didn't she? Kristoff killed her.
Put some spells on him, though.
Yeah. So.
Oh, he's been touched by magic.
He's
been bashed.
Thank you. All right, let's hashtag I can't even. That's what it says on the board. All right, let's move over to England. Lola.
I can't even.
I didn't. Honestly did not think they would go that far.
They did.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Totally did.
It was
at all.
So sad.
Yeah.
I gotta see what show she got booked on, but my computer's dead.
Why has everyone always gotta book another show to just be killed? Huh?
Why would you kill off Lola? She's like the best lady in waiting, and she's like Francis's bastard son's mother. This isn't Game of Thrones. You don't just kill off all the favorite characters, Rain. You can't do that.
No, because it made it personal between Elizabeth and Mary.
Oh, it breaks.
That's what that it was. Lola what I liked was favorite. It was very clearly explained in the show.
Right,
they did a great job. With
Plus, I think it sets up a Narcisse with a great motive against Elizabeth for next season. Well, for now. That prisons don't keep Narcisse.
Nothing can keep Narcisse.
True story. No, I mean, he's gotten out of bigger jams than, like, whatever.
Listen, he got from Scotland to England in 0.2 seconds.
I know, but what is the timeline of this show? Like, really, guys?
Right.
So, you know...
People are teleporting on this show.
He's got some fast horses. And carriages.
And ships.
I was surprised that Lola didn't tell her or tell Narcisse her plan when they met in the forest.
That,
I was like,
that was also weird that she didn't. She was just like,
no, I got
this.
Because she knew he would stop her. He wouldn't let her go.
Do you think so? I feel like, because he's, you know, done some pretty shady stuff.
No, exactly. Like he would advise her, you know?
Kill Elizabeth?
But he put all that to. Well, and I think that's why, like, she had decided she was doing this for Mary. It was a very hard decision for her to do, but she's like, if Mary really wants me to do this, I have to do this for her. She knew if she told Narcisse would either force her, like, from not doing it or talk her out of it, because that's what Narcisse is good at. So it was easier for her to just not tell him about it and be like, I'll see you in 2 days.
Here's the thing. Give him a choice, because I think he'll be like, listen, this is the world's dumbest thing, but if I was going to do it,
right.
Here's what I would do.
Okay, OJ.
For Lola doing it, you knew she was going to fail because it's just not in her character. She's never done anything like that before. Right. At least I feel like if she would have told Narcisse, he would have been like, okay, well, let me see this letter. Is it really from her? Let me go to Mary and ask at least.
Well, that's what Lola knew. Narcisse was going to like try to figure out a way to get her not to do it. And she had
could have given her some tips. I mean, it is Narcisse.
Lola is also very, like, she's been burned by him. So that was so sad. That was a really sad scene. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, it was just, here's the thing. Last time, because remember, Lola was supposed to do the thing for Elizabeth with the whole jewelry, and that was an epic failure because she, you know, they went everywhere. So Lola clearly, as you mentioned,
sucks at being sneaky.
Yeah, just not her wheelhouse.
And this guy was terrible. Like, dude, stop winking at Lola. Hey, we're ready to do this, right? We're gonna kill her.
Right.
Okay, wink, wink. We're ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not incognito in the least.
At all.
And. I mean, she's obviously not one for, like, espionage and cloak and dagger killing people, but I feel like she could have, like, it's common knowledge, hey, you know, don't do the winks in public when you're about to assassinate someone.
Or, like, because, again, I don't know, I wanted a little bit more out of the scene, even if it was failure, but he should have attempted to shoot her while while Lola was talking to her, not after.
Right.
Or if, like, maybe she had given him, like, a hand, like, handed off the gun or something where they got caught a little bit more than, like, the Dudley dude being like, ah, you're in it.
Yeah.
Like,
and Elizabeth just being like, yes, arrest her too.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah.
Like, okay.
But what about Lola's speech in the prison to Elizabeth? That was
hashtag
truth.
Yeah.
She broke it down. Yeah.
It's true. I mean, but and I feel like Mary is the same way. Like, it's when you that just sucks. That just kind of comes with the territory. So you kind of understand a little bit why maybe Charles doesn't want it anymore. Like, he saw one of his best friends die.
Like, who betrayed him?
I know. Right. But, like, again, these are young kids. He was, like, manipulated by his father, like, and then saw his father get killed by the same people who manipulated his father. And then he immediately was like, no, I did the wrong thing.
Ever ended up in prison because of any one of you three, listen, you are dead to me. Dead.
But then you're in prison.
Yeah, but I'm like Narcisse. I vow on this after show that if I end up in prison because of one of you,
I will be
like Narcisse, and I will be like the plague, and I will come back stronger than ever.
Phil,
that is a promise.
Phil,
that's hardcore.
Phil has arisen my drunkenness out to like save me before, so I would never put Phil in prison.
Never.
All right. Is there anything else? We've skipped around between everything and anything. Anything that you guys else want to touch upon?
Well,
it's just the season finale.
I was a little surprised that Narcisse wasn't able to break her out. I mean, it's Lola's speech to Elizabeth was very much accepting of her fate and just, like, laying it down, which was interesting. I mean, maybe she just doesn't have, you know, anything as much, like, to live for, that she was, like, fighting to survive.
Yeah,
she knew that her baby was, you know...
Yeah, but again, Narcisse, I think, I get what you're saying. Imagine if he came, like, hey, I killed three guards, I got the key, let's go.
Yeah, no, they definitely could have done that,
I'm ashamed in Lola. Like, it's like, Lola, you're a mother. Like, come on. Really? This is the decision you're going to make right now?
But think about
you're a mother.
It's for the queen. You got to understand where she's cut. Like...
I do, but it's like, but she has shown so many other times that she has chosen motherhood and her responsibility as a mother over a lot of the decisions she's had to make as a lady-in-waiting or for her queen.
Like,
and
when?
She's used that, and they have forgiven her.
Like when?
It was a while ago when she was back in Scotland. It was...
Like, but also,
back
it's
back
like,
in Scotland, in France?
If she did escape, like, where would her place be? I mean, she would seek refuge, I guess, with Mary, but that's... contingent
no,
on
they would go to
finding.
France. Narcisse is the lord of the chancellor of
France.
Versailles. I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever
but
it is.
If he broke her out of prison, like,
they'd
Elizabeth's
be fine.
Not,
they'd be fine.
Gonna,
no,
you know,
no, Elizabeth can't get into France. Like, she doesn't want to start a war over this one woman.
She's crazy.
Not, no, she's not.
She's a ginger. She'll do anything.
Oh. Hashtag went there.
Oh, wow.
No, seriously.
Somebody has had a bitter experience with the ginger girl.
Just gonna drink my water.
I think we should go into predictions for next season because it's getting super late, guys. Or Castle Corner.
And now,
ooh, Castle Corner.
Can we do predictions?
Why don't you lead
first?
The after show? Okay, no, I wasn't even going to do the Castle Corner, but I'm so glad to have the book. You know what? Because we have four of us, we'll skip Castle Corner. If you guys want, check out Fountains Abbey. It's a cool little castle. And don't worry, next year's Castle Corner will be fantastic because we have the castle book out of prison of Keaton's apartment.
I've heard so much
and in my hands. Which is
freedom! I rescued it out of
freedom.
Prison.
Yes.
I let it out.
All right, predictions.
We already got
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Version 2. All right, so we already predicted Claude being pregnant.
Maybe.
This isn't Titanic. Remember they had sex once and she got pregnant?
That did not happen.
Watch Titanic because she has a granddaughter.
Yeah, but that's because she
got married afterwards,
like, to another
person.
Oh, I thought
it was because of Leo. I thought it was because of Leo.
Oh, no. Listen, that movie
is so much better when you look at it like that.
That, I mean,
and now you know.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Hashtag the more you know. Oh my god!
That would be a very cool loop.
I wish that was what happened.
Yeah, that's what should have happened.
That is what should have happened. But no. Anyways,
do we want Claude to like Claude and Charles? Are they going to now side together in all of this? Because who else does Charles really have?
Not many people. But Claude is going to be devastated about Laith's death. I don't think Laith is going to be dead, but I don't think he's going to come back right away. I think she then, in her devastation, is going... The guy who killed Laith is going to take advantage of it and try to work his way in and get pitched real quick to kind of, like, play off of her emotions.
Well, who do you think is going
to
say...
Especially after she finds out she's pregnant, because she's going to be like, oh, crap, I have to, like... Like, get married now because, and like, he accepts me, and then Laith is gonna come back in and be like, whoa, what happened? Like, I did not die. And then it's gonna be a whole nother thing.
How many people in history got married to a woman that was pregnant because they just were willing to be like, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Well, she's also royalty, though, so there probably would be a long line their station. Out to put a ring on it.
This is true. Where'd we land on James? I think he's gonna be a little sneak. I think power's gonna get to him.
Really?
Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
I think he's going like the Knox is going to like try his best to corrupt him, and it might work for a little while, but I think at the end of the day the blood will come back to Mary's side. Mm-hmm. I don't think Laith is dead. I think the ice may have like sealed the wound, kept it.
Ice is good for that.
Yeah, the snow is perfect for stab wounds.
He's not Jon Snow here. We don't have the Red Witch here to bring him back to life. Spoiler alert.
I guess that was a
spoiler alert.
Took off the headphones and was gonna go.
What else? I think Charles is gonna shape up because Catherine. Ain't got time for that crap.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. At all. Who else is there?
What's Elizabeth gonna do? What's her next move now? Does she legitimately spite everything and just kill everyone?
I think she's gonna try to come after Mary hardcore.
I think she's gonna try to seize power, and sort of that's like when Narcissa is gonna escape. Maybe get back with Mary and just take
I think
down.
She's going to use Narcissa. Narcissa's going to also use... Because that's what Narcissa is going to do, what's best for him, so he can stay alive.
Yeah, Narcissa is coming for
blood. He's
going to
be in English court, He's going to, like, manipulate Elizabeth.
Do we still need Ox in England? Is that still a thing or no? Remember, we invited the Prince of Denmark because we need some oxen.
Oh, we need some oxen.
Do we still need some oxen?
Well, Elizabeth screwed that up.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Lola. She had that little flirt. Oh, Lola's gone.
Can't believe that's crazy. What happens to her baby now that Narcissa is in jail?
Well, I think the, like, midwife probably is taking
But wasn't that Knox's spy? I think, right?
Something happened.
Is she?
Oh my god.
That was what I wrote, like, got out of it because he was saying that, you know, you'd have somebody as a lady there watching how Lola and Mary were writing letters to each other and pick up that and then forge the letter to. Mm. Remember, because we were saying, how did, like, who is this chick? She just showed up all of a sudden and Lola trusts her.
Coins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at least that's what I got out of it.
If it's not, I don't know if it's quite her, but it's certainly someone very close. But
vengeance will be Narcissa's.
For the fate of Jon, I hope she's not that evil.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because she's got to live. The kid's got to live, hopefully. Yeah. Like, this kid's done nothing, and yet here he is from one country to another.
He's grown. He's huge now. Like, did you see Lola was like this giant, like, child trying to, like, oh my
Spoiler,
God.
Babies grow.
Yeah, exactly. They do get
don't
bigger.
Don't do it again.
Really quick.
Please don't do it again. Please don't do it again. So late.
Yeah.
Very good. Anything else before we say goodbye for season 3 for the final time?
Yeah. I'm going to kill you.
I don't know. I think I'm good. I mean, I think that Mary's going to inspire the people of Scotland. Like, that's where she was born.
Freedom.
It's like sort of like her...
She's gonna paint her
home. Like, those are her people. Like, finally.
I feel like she could have.
For glory.
On a score of 1 to 10, I felt like that speech unfortunately was like a 7. I wanted more. I wanted more yelling.
She's no Braveheart.
Yeah.
That's what
I was trying to think of his name. Yeah.
That's what I wanted a little bit of that. Or like even Independence Day type
I want you to
speech.
Tell me where I can find you during this long hiatus.
Hey, well, she's willing to kill him. She's willing to stab people in the neck for it.
He is.
Listen, how about this?
I need to take my NyQuil and go to bed.
We'll be back. You can try out a Casper mattress. And no. By the time your 100-day free trial is up, we'll be back.
Yep.
That's perfect.
Like, think about it that way. Nice. And, yeah.
Well, it's the first day of summer, so...
Yeah. 100 days, need it, like, immediately. Yeah.
All right, follow us here at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys for putting up with us tonight. We tried.
We did.
I think we did great.
We tried.
Yes.
I think we did great.
You're on NyQuil.
I'm on a lot of cold medicine right now, guys.
So for being on NyQuil, you did fantastic.
I made it through.
It's actually just a dream. You're going to wake up.
It's not real.
You're in your bed right now.
I am so happy I'm
here. Hey, John Blake! Is that one of
Yes, it is. Oh, hey guys, JB here. You can follow me at Hey John Blake on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
I think there's a clip of Keem finding out that JB stands for John Blake. He's like, oh my God, I never knew that. At Keaton Markey.
Yes, I'm at Keaton Markey all over the interwebs. And you can follow my my current state of health on my Instagram.
just declining photos. It's like...
And tweets.
Hopefully, she will get better before
made
the next
out of
season.
Bed today.
At Alina Vision.
With two S's. You can follow me on all the interwebs as well.
That's right. Thank you, guys. It's been a wonderful season. We've had our ups and downs in this season, in this after show in particular. But hey, you know what? You guys love us unconditionally. At least most of you do. And that's what we respect about you most. Because rain is nothing if not fun with you guys. Thank
Dude,
you guys
absolutely.
For another
Love you, Vans.
Thank you guys for another fantastic season, and we've got season 4. So
yeah,
see you next season. As long as it's not super late.
Shout out to the crew.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.